Stripe helps many of the world's most influential companies grow their revenue and build a more profitable business. Whether it's Hertz making checkout a smooth ride for their customers, OpenAI answering unprecedented demand, or PGA chipping away at back office inefficiency, Stripe's financial infrastructure platform helps companies achieve ambitious goals. No matter what success looks like for your business, Stripe helps ensure the complexity of financial systems doesn't get in your way. Learn more at stripe.com.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax, and M&A services driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
We're joined tonight by Brian Carey, business editor of the Sunday Times. And Brian, can you tell us, please, why the government is looking at the issue of pay for the bosses of the commercial state companies?
Well, Matt, I suppose this is a review that's long overdue. I think the last time the pay of chief executives of public bodies, these semi-state companies, was addressed was back in 2011, and the world, and Ireland in particular, was a very, very different place then. And at that time, these chief executives of companies like Bordemone, ESB, Ampost were basically subjected to a ceiling on their pay, and their pay was fixed at new, very, very much low levels. And I kind of, maybe to give you a bit of context, the rolling situation which happened from 2008 to 2011 when we had the financial crisis and then we had the whole sovereign crisis, economic crisis in Ireland. But the pay of the ESB chief executive, for example, peaked at 720,000 in the late 2000s, whereas last year the pay of the ESB chief executive was about 372,000. So
and just put that in context, Brian. There's how many, 7,000 or 8,000 employees in the ESB?
Exactly, huge company. And I think the point that was made in the report is that an awful lot of these semi-state companies or public bodies, as they're called, have a massive impact on our daily lives, whether it be on Post or the DAA, the Dublin Airport Authority, or the ESB. So they're very, very large companies. And what has happened effectively is that the pay of these chief executives has fallen dramatically, particularly when you benchmark it against peers in the private sector. So under the old regime, the target was that the minimum that a chief executive of a commercial semi-state or a state body would be at a minimum 80% of the private rate. Now that's fallen to about 52% when one includes pensions, which are more attractive than the private sector, and the absence for these chief executives of performance-related rewards. So you've had this massive drop. Obviously, the implications there are that it may be difficult, although there's conflicting evidence. It may be difficult to attract people into these posts, and it may be difficult to get people to stay within these companies and to aspire to becoming the chief executives. Because another very interesting feature of this report is what they call the headroom, which is the difference between the chief executive salary and the salary of the senior executives. And in some cases, because the senior executives still have performance rewards of up to 25% of their salary, that difference has been completely eroded. And in some cases, it's just between 1 and 10%. So as a result, there is no great financial incentive for a senior executive to aspire to become a chief executive. So very much overdue review and an overhaul that, you know, is required to basically re-incentivize the leaders of these really important companies.
Okay, listener comments coming in. Alan and Claire, who describes himself as struggling as it is on normal pay, says, oh God, help us, the misfortune, €1,000 per day, which is a reference to the pay at the ESB. Another one says, if they don't like the pay, let them go into the private sector, replace them with younger people and create a conveyor belt. However, is it the case that some of these companies have lost people to the private sector where they might get paid a multiple, and that they have been unable to attract in some circumstances the people that they wanted because they simply wouldn't pay enough money?
Yeah, I think it's interesting if you look, it's a very wide and broad group of companies. It's about 28 different companies, and it ranges from the Greyhound Racing Board to something like the ESB. So there's kind of a big a gap in terms of the complexity and the size of these organizations. And it's interesting if you look at them that at the top level, they're very much the commercially oriented companies like DAA, Onpost, and Board Nemona. They seem to be able to attract very high caliber executives and find executives to succeed high caliber executives. And I think that's because it's seen as in lots of cases, these are individuals who may never have had a chief executive's jobs before, and they're large and they're very complex organizations, and it actually looks good on your CV. But then if you look and go down and towards the more what might be called policy-oriented public bodies, something like AirGrid, which doesn't have a really commercial mandate, it's more of running the national grid. There they found it very, very difficult to find somebody with the technical expertise to do the job. And I think that is the issue. And in fact, the former minister, Eamon Ryan, managed to push through two increases for the chief executive of AirGrid from 200 to 300,000 euro, which is quite substantial. But as you say, there is this difficulty, and I think incentivizing younger up-and-coming executives to want to take on the job, I think that's an issue, and they will leech out into better paid
okay,
jobs
very
in
briefly,
the private
Brian,
sector.
Do you think, will the government have the political will to actually go and to be seen to be rewarding corporate bosses with big pay increases?
I think that's a really interesting question. In this framework and in this policy, a lot of it will fall on the heads of the boards of directors of the companies, but then ultimately will have to be increased or approved by the minister. But you're absolutely right. You know, will the board go to a minister and say that we have to increase Kevin Backhurst's pay in RTE by 35% to bring him up to the market rate at a time when maybe he's looking for salary sacrifice from the general staff? Probably not, you know.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot for this to a lot to be played out.
Brian Carey, business editor of the Sunday Times. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.